Yes, yes, welcome along to another Socialized Podcast Beats with Deezler, and right in front of me on the old Geminis, rocking them.
Phil Martin here.
How the heck are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Excellent stuff indeed. Some great stuff coming along today. We kicked off today, was it Alice Russell?
Yeah, she was.
Something from the Zero DB remix, one-off remixes and B-sides on True Thoughts Records. We're liking that a lot, aren't we? Big bassline.
Yeah, great.
And all that sort
good
of stuff.
Good heavy synth stuff.
It is indeed. Are you joining us on what seems to be the hottest day of the year so far in Dordrecht?
I think it is.
Here in the Netherlands where we record this.
And we're sitting inside.
And we're inside, safely out of the sun, which is really good for me. Something new from the brand new Bonobo album out on Ninja Tune, Black Sands. The second track in, which I think is called Kira.
Kira.
Or something like this. Big influence here from Fly Low. I think you can definitely... Flying Lotus. Yes, but yes, wicked, wicked stuff. Great album. Mr. Bonobo, Phil Mai, let it roll. How big is that?
Sounds cool.
Sounds massive, doesn't it?
A lot of compression there.
Loving the compression though. Bonobo from his Black Sands album out on Ninja Tune. That's called Kira, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Socialized podcast beats with Diesler and right in front of me, mixing those tunes.
Oh, Phil Martin.
Now, Mr. Phil Martin, you're also part of a collective here in the Netherlands.
Dutch New Jazz Movement.
Yes, yeah. We went to the, well, you played at, and I visited. You did a big CD launch for your What's New?
Yeah, in Amsterdam Paradiso.
Amsterdam Paradiso, a couple of weeks
very
ago.
Very good night.
A big night indeed. How would you describe the old compilation that you were
Dutch
promoting?
Dutch New Jazz, I think.
That says it all.
I think so.
The clues in the title. Three bands part of the movement?
Four bands, and three bands played at night.
Yeah.
Monsieur Dubois, State of Monks, and my band, the Jazz Invaders.
And that sounds like them in the background now, doesn't it? Let's let this one roll. This is called Reverse. From the compilation Dutch New Jazz, What's New?
Tell the tale of how I came to this decision on this sunny day. In reverse, cause how it started feels just like a dream about to fade away. I return to the beginning and to be precise, the point of origin. Home is where the heart is, and the funny part is there's no need for me to stray. But I won't forget.
heal my yearning heart.
Let me tell the tale of how I came to this decision on this sunny day. In reverse, cause how it started feels just like a dream about to fade away. I return to the beginning and to be precise, the point of origin. Home is where the heart is, and the funny part is there's no need for me to stray.
Lovely sounds there, the Jazz Invaders, featuring your new singer, Brian.
Brian Saltman, yeah, he's a new member of the Jazz Invaders.
How do you define Brian?
Actually, he lives, he used to live down the block here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Excellent.
But that I didn't know. So, but
he's a Rotterdam guy, so
yeah,
I believe.
Rotterdam,
and,
he's from
big
Rotterdam.
Connection for the...
Our singer Linda, she came up with him. And,
yeah.
Great.
It sounds really, really good. And yes, it was a great night in Amsterdam. And yeah, if you're interested in the Dutch New Jazz Movement CD, check out
www.dutchnewjazz.com.
And purchase that CD.
It's out on Social Beats Unique Records.
There we go. That's the plug done.
Yeah.
Let's get back on with the show. Here we go. Let's let it roll.
I give my soul to you.
Hector Hector featuring Dion Charles.
Yeah.
From the new True Thoughts funk compilation. Sounding good. Bit of synth.
Bit of synth there,
we enjoy a little bit of synth and things like that, don't we? Yeah. No, it's really, really good. Yes, Socialized Podcast Beats. I think that's the title of this program. And if you want to get in touch with the show, how the heck can they get in touch, Mr. Phil Martin?
info@socialbeats.com.
And has there been many people?
Oh, many.
It's been
many
bulging. Listeners. Bulging inboxes and things like that. No, it sounds like we could do a little more love on the email. So feel free to even send us abuse. We'll
because any
contact is better than no contact or something like that. We're gonna go old school now.
Old school.
What are we playing?
Willis.
Sounds good though. Quick check on the computer because that's how old school we
Larry,
are.
Larry is called Larry Willis. I just found out this track. Let's listen to it. That's great.
Let's do it. From the Inner Crisis album, Larry Willis, out on the coast. Yeah. Out on the coast with those drum grooves.
It's really going out sometimes, and they come back into the groove. I really like it. And short solos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Nice, nice to hear a trombone solo as well.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice. Rare sort of thing for
shit.
Us. No, very interesting use of the word shit as well there. Socialized Podcast Beats here from sunny Netherlands. And we're going to take it down a little bit.
No, don't be afraid, Tom. It's only a short intro. New Sharon Jones. Last month I said, I don't know. It's getting better.
It's growing on
me. I'm growing into it, but it's not like their first two albums. But well produced, well written. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. This song's called Money.
Yeah. This is very good. Come on.
I learned the hard way, though.
This is like amazing produced.
I learned the hard way.
They really listen to the Temptations, I think.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Is the name of the album?
Yeah.
By Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Yeah. No, really good stuff. Really, it's grown on you a lot, then, this one.
Yeah, especially this song, man. It's like a...
That's been the breakthrough song.
Full ultra stereo production. I like the production.
No, it sounds... No, it sounds really, really good. More top quality stuff from Gabe Roth and all those over in New York.
All right.
Yes. So let's talk. Let's talk about gigs. Let's talk about what you've been up to, sir.
A lot of gigs. A lot of radio shows with Laura Vane and the Vipertones.
Yeah.
Some gigs with the Jazz and Fame. So, yeah, it's quite busy.
You played in Brussels.
Bar du
Botton.
You were there.
I was there the night after, which was a little bit quieter than the night you played.
Yeah.
End of the month, though.
You see, I think live music is doing better than DJs nowadays. So.
Well, yeah, there's no comparison. Well, in that place, anyway,
definitely was.
And where on the radio did you play?
Lots of Dutch radio shows, Radio 6, Radio 2. Yeah, nice, all live performances.
Yeah, it's some nice support and things like that.
Good gigs and good support by everybody. Yeah.
All right, sounds really good. And what's coming up? What's in the diary?
Oh, a lot of things. A lot of festivals is coming up from May, June, July. A lot of Laura Vane and the Vipertones hitting off in especially Holland now.
Yes.
Yeah.
After the big single.
Yeah.
Am I Dreaming? If people want to check out whereabouts you're going to be drumming, where should they head to?
Laura Vane and the Vipertones.com.
Yeah, no, very, very good. Yes, in the background now, We have Fredo, Squadron Face.
All right, all right.
Out on
sounds
the,
so dubby.
It is a bit of dubby, a little bit of dubstep, dub and step, double in step.
And what are you up to?
I also DJed at Bar du Matin. I played earlier last month in Paris at the OPA. Thank you to Alan Free Workers, and Alex Solist. Maybe I should put on my French accent and insult some people while I'm doing it. And also this month I'm playing in Sofia in Bulgaria. Amsterdam, Wicked Jazz Sounds. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking of all the jazz heads. Okay. Back there again, thanks to Phil and the gang for having, and the gang like this, some sort of 70s pop show. Also, Nijmegen on Queen's Night, which is the prelude to Queen's Day, which is a very big deal.
Yeah. Here it is.
Just nod. Yeah. And also, I don't know, I think I've got something somewhere. Oh, yeah, in Cologne the day after in Germany on the 30th of April. So,
okay. Busy. Busy.
On the trains, I'll be familiar once again with the train system here in
the mainland.
I'll know it inside out by the time we get back. But yes, all good. Remixes as well, they're kind of coming out I think soon. Like, everything's gonna drop in May, that's the thing. So maybe we should have
a new album.
Yeah, that's good. I know, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm about to turd a load of music on the world, which is
although next podcast we're gonna hear some.
Maybe we'll do some big egotistical special or something like that. I don't
would
know.
Would be cool.
But yes, it's all sort of gradually coming together, which is nice. Yes, in the background now, as we say, Fredo, Squadron Face. Let's hear the end of it, should we?
Let's hear the end.
Last 2 seconds of it.
So be. People will just jive to this rhythm in my life.
We'll be right back.
to this calypso beat. People will just jive to this rhythm in my life.
Jazzy vibes there, sir.
Yeah, a remix I did for Lucini.
Oh, yeah.
Belgium guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Jazz Invaders on the remix.
On the remix.
Well, has that been released, or are we listening to something exclusive?
No. It's been released
exclusive.
I think a couple of months ago, actually.
Sounding really, really good. Pumped up jazz, as per usual. This is a Socialized Podcast Beats. You can get in touch with the podcast at info@socialbeats.com, where you will get a lovely reply from Mr. Phil Martin.
Himself.
Giving it the big thing. Yeah. Yes.
What's this?
I'm going to just slink down and check on the computer.
All right. This is new.
Something by a group called the Q Orchestra. I know it's on Freestyle Records.
What?
Ritmo Diabolico, or something like that. I just went in for it. If you say it confidently and you don't know, it seals the deal. So there we go.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Ritmo Diabolico.
Where are your feet dancing?
I know, that was the sound of my tap dancing in the breakdown there.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I've got my Irish fogs on today. I don't even know if that's correct. Yes, the Q Orchestra out there on Freestyle Records. A little bit of summer sounding fun.
Yeah.
Are you into
it
that?
It works with the sun. Yeah,
I think it did bring the sun out, so that's always a good thing. Yes, Socialize Podcast Beats with Diesler and
Phil Martin.
You can get in touch with us at
info@socialbeats.com.
Yes, or www.socialbeats.com. And a bit of self-promotion if you like the sound of my voice. But don't want to see.
Are you going to sing them?
But don't want to hear it. www.dieselmusic.com. You can find out about gigs and such like releases and things like that.
Very good. You're promoting yourself now.
Well, you know,
you're
I mean,
learning.
It seems like it was some big pimp outcast. So, all right. This is welcome to the pimp cast, socialized pimp cast, or something like that. Very good stuff.
What are we going to do now?
We're going to play another song. I think we've had enough summer sun. We're going to go more now for the dance floor.
Yeah.
London 2010, baby. Oh, yes. A new group I'm really, really into. Warrior One.
Sounds cool.
Yes. Yeah, this is called Bad Like Jimmy Cliff. Oh, you see?
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Me and my life. More than youth, a gangster youth. Me know if we pull down a 38, I mean if we pull up a 9mm. You never know if we pull down M16. I Rambo, me watch that man. You understand? My first stage, I wanna be a bad man. Who watch Jimmy the Cliff, the harder they come. When me their country, I send me and tell myself, they say me grow up, me wanna be just like Jimmy Cliff. And at the harder they come, me push it. That's why they call me bad man.
Come. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, though. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, though. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, though. Watch it, watch it, watch it.
Bad like Jimmy Cliff. They say you're a rude boy, but you're gone.
Watch it out. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Oh. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Oh. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Oh. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
Bad like Jimmy Cliff. Dirty boy, I see that, and that me I tell the nation. Bad like Jimmy Cliff. My first stage of wanna be a bad man. Me watch Jimmy the Cliff the harder they come. When me their country I sent me and tell myself, they say me grow up, me wanna be just like Jimmy Cliff. And at the harder they come, me poach it. That's why they call me bad man. Bad like Jimmy Cliff.
Bad Like Jimmy Cliff. From the EP, I think it's called Bad Like Jimmy Cliff.
Oh, really?
As well.
Yeah. Sounds wicked. Really dance floor stuff.
Oh, big dance floor sort of stuff. sort of thing, I really, really enjoy. Just sort of big, simple balls.
Straight.
You know where it's going. Straight at you. So, yeah. Warrior One. Thanks to Carl. And I forget who else he makes it with. Carl used to be in Botat Grass, which were on Catskills.
Okay, and yeah.
So, yeah, it's a brand new sort of project. Straight for the dance floor. No more of those lazy seaside down-tempo beats anymore for those guys there. Straight up and at them, dance floor style. And I'm really, really enjoying it.
We've got some more of them.
We have, in fact, yes, I've strong-armed Phil Martin into playing something else by Warrior One. They did a remix for Mr. Bonobo on the, I think it's called Eyes Down, single with Andrea Triani. Came out recently on Ninja Tune. Big stuff as well.
Okay.
Straight for the dance floor.
Let's
again.
Hear it then.
Bit more sort of tech broken style.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine. We've gone all across the spectrum today.
We did.
Socialized Podcast Beats, Diesler.
And Phil Montanier.
Here we go. Warrior One on the remix.
Let's get back on our feet. Heavy.
Yes, Bonobo, Eyes Down, I think that's one called. That is what that one is called. when you have to think about speaking, you can tell it's a bad time.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit.
Let's take it
let's
down a bit.
Make it funky.
Yeah, a little bit more funky. What we got on here, sir?
Lonnie Liston Smith's introducing album. Old stuff from the 70s. That's so great.
Definitely. Let's let it roll. Here we go.
Throughout the land,
Socialized Podcast Beats with Diesler and Phil Martin. What was that, sir?
That was Lonnie Listen Smith with Introducing.
Very sexy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Nice stuff indeed. And this is the last song, unfortunately.
Yeah,
one more tune. One more tune. Bamboo.
Yeah.
Oh, we're duetting now. Featuring lyrics born from their On The Sly single.
Hello.
And True Thoughts. Yes, I like the B side more than the A side. Let's put it that way. Yes. Well, less said about that, the better. And yes, that's that for this month.
Yeah.
Take care.
See you in a month.
I'm going to see you in a month's time if anyone wants us. Okay.
All right.
Take care. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.